Georgia State Patrol continues to investigate a single vehicle crash that resulted in the death of a 36-year-old Villarica man late Tuesday. According to the initial GSP report, at approximately 9:50 p.m., a 2010 Chevrolet Colorado pickup truck driven by Casey Lee Agan was traveling north on Georgia 61. While negotiating a curve, the truck left the roadway to the right and traveled through the yard of a Dallas Highway residence. The truck struck the concrete driveway and vaulted into the air before coming to a final uncontrolled rest on its wheels. The driver was ejected from the vehicle and struck the house on the next door property. Agan was fatally injured and pronounced deceased on the scene. Villarica police respond to a report of multiple gunshots fired at a local apartment building Tuesday. Captain Keith Shaddix says fortunately no injuries were reported and no witnesses have yet come forward. Police did find a number of shell casings outside the Hampton Court Apartments on Industrial Boulevard. Shaddix says it appears the shells collected were fired from at least two different guns. Anyone with information on the alleged incident should contact the VRPD. Carrollton Mayor and City Council this week committing $232,000 to a number of recreation projects within the West Carrollton District. The approved funding will go towards additions at Legends West Park, a restroom project at Optimist Park, a new park project at 4th and Alabama Street, and renovations to the Catherine Hardy Lavender Center. The latter facility, more than 45 years old, according to Councilman Gerald Byrd, has not seen an upgrade since 2001.
This building is in decent shape, but very well worn. So there will be lots of new features in the center as well. We are encouraging parent engagement inside the center with a place for reading, a computer lab. There's currently an art room in the center and a workout facility. All those areas will be updated. Public showers will be updated as well.
Byrd plans to provide a number of murals for the facility walls of neighborhood pictures he took in the 1990s.
Black and white of neighborhoods in Carrollton, and there'll be murals of kids playing basketball and doing all kinds of things all over that area that will be engaging. And the people will be able to relate to them because a lot of them are in the photographs. The gymnasium is going to also receive a complete overhaul, and there will be comfortable seating for the people who participate in programs there. So everything's getting a whole new face. So we're really excited about that.
The city had initially budgeted $100,000 for the recreational projects in the West Carrollton District, but planned projects required an additional $132,000, which mayor and council approved on Monday.
Dividends. D-I-F-F-I-D-E-N-C,
Dividends. That is correct.
Well, that may have been a little difficult to understand, but that was Carrollton City Schools 7th grader Rhett Walker spelling Dissidents, the word that secured him being crowned as the Carrollton City Schools 2019 Spelling Bee champion this week. Walker now moves on to compete in the regionals in Decatur. 8th grader Zakira Watson was runner-up in this year's Spelling Bee. Last year's winner of the Carrollton City Schools Spelling Bee, Caillou Alegre, went on to be the state champion and compete in the National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C. This year, Alegre decided to be a spelling coach for his classmates. Keep Carroll Beautiful hosting cleanup and recycling events throughout the entire year, but the organization also monitors the littering problem within the county. The group conducts the Litter Index, a survey that examines litter along Carroll County roads.
It's a windshield tour. We drive around the roads of Carroll County. We actually cover about 20% of the roads, and we literally just go out and look at how much litter is there on the sides of the roads.
Jacqueline Dost is the KCB board chairperson. She says over the past 5 years, littering has decreased and roadsides have improved. The 2019 Litter Index will begin on February 20th and end on the 22nd. Performances of classic jazz and bluegrass from the stage of the Carroll County Schools Performing Arts Center. This weekend, the concert to raise funds for Bowden High School's Jazz Club. The Steed Brothers providing the bluegrass while Carroll Symphony Orchestra conductor Terry Lowry performs the classics.
So jazz, big band music is an important part of what we're doing, and so we want to support the high school jazz bands that are kind of keeping that American tradition going also. So yes, bluegrass is an Americana music, it's an American thing. Jazz music is an American thing, and so it's great to support both kinds of music in our area.
The Classics and Grass program begins at 7:30 p.m. this Friday at the Carroll County Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available on eventbrite.com or at the door. I'm Colin Worthington.